Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Air Buds Podcast. Wow, you're all our best friends, and we're sorry we haven't been texting you. My name is Jamel Johnson, in case you forgot.
My name is Mike Benner, and honestly, I hope you get the message. There's a reason we haven't been texting you.
you hear that? You sons of bitches.
We are without Peter, so let me be the one to say, Jamel, happy basketball.
Happy basketball, Michael.
Remember, happy basketball became kind of like an organic catchphrase of our show because Peter would say it every time and would cram it in. He would...
Would make sure
to get it. And then there was one time where he didn't say it, so like I said it. Because we had just been saying happy basketball at the top of the show for 3 years at that point, and he didn't say it for one episode for some reason, and I said it, and he got mad, and he kind of has stopped saying it ever since.
Bro, this show, you want to know what will means?
Yeah.
Will, it's this. We're willing ourselves to podcast every day of our natural born lives.
Well, happy basketball, happy podcasting, happy birthday to my wife, Deborah Kim. But before we get into the show proper, Jamel, we got some business we want to take care of, right?
I love business.
Business, we were talking while we were in Vegas, the Air Buds did Vegas, and we were talking about how you're probably the only one with any kind of business sense of the three of us.
Which doesn't feel right.
I mean, it feels right to me. As someone with no business sense at all, I'm happy I can lean on you.
That's not correct. You have business sense. You're not destitute. Don't act like you're podcasting from a box somewhere. You have a home, dude.
I do live in a home, but let's get to our business. Guys, if you want to help us out, go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review. It helps us climb the charts, the algorithms, blah, blah, blah. If you just click that 5-star button and write something, it helps people find us. Tell all your friends. Look, every once in a while, maybe once a week, we get mentioned. People are looking for good basketball podcasts they may not have heard of, and we get tagged by people. You know what? Go tell your friends to listen to us. You know, let's get some word of mouth. Word on the street marketing happening.
It's good. Come on, yeah.
And then if you want to support us even more, go to patreon.com/airbudspod for $5 a month. You get bonus content. You get episodes every week exclusive to the Patreon. And then you get access to our Discord, which is always popping off with silly discussions about God knows what, basketball and things beyond. a lot of people in there. A lot of people, you know, I've learned a lot. I've been turned on to things in the Discord. It's a great place to be every day. So yeah, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. Shmuel, is there anything else we want to plug?
I just want to say happy Indigenous Columbus Day to all my people, all my folks, all around, everywhere.
Mamma Mia, here we go again. That piece of shit, Christopher Columbus, is still getting celebrated. Way to stumble onto the wrong place and then decide, I'm going to murder people and call it America, you piece of shit.
He set the tone.
Yeah.
In sports, it's about setting a tone. You want to start the game. It's not how you start, but it's how you finish, but you got to set the tone.
Yeah. Great. Business concluded, Jamel. Is that right?
That's awesome.
I have no business sense, so I need you to tell me. Yeah, okay.
We're not doing business anymore. Now we're having fun again. Flip the switch.
Whew, man, I'm so happy to be having fun again.
I know you love fun, bro. I'm actually, personally, I'm kind of sick of fun.
Well, you just got back from a fun trip to Denver, Colorado. Is that true?
Yes.
Too much fun?
It's just, Denver is the weirdest place in the country. I don't give a fuck what Blazer Twitter says. I don't give a fuck. Denver is super strange.
Well, Portland is like weird in that it's like trying to be weird. It's like being like, aren't we so fucking weird? And then Denver's weird in the way that like the kid that like, you know, shot up the school was like, he was so quiet and mild-mannered.
Exactly, bro. Yeah. Somebody is walking around on mushrooms with a gun.
Yeah.
That's, well, Denver.
What happened? So you went out there to do a bunch of comedy shows, correct?
Yes, I did some shows, fun shows. Denver Comedy Lounge, shouts out to Ben Kronberg, very fun. Comedy Fort in Fort Collins, also very fun. I think it's Dave Gonzalez. I don't know his last name. I'll know it before the end of the show. Also fun. Boulder Comedy Show, extremely fun. Cypher Sound showed up and did like 30 minutes, and it was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just,
did I see that on Instagram stories that you were hanging out with friend of the podcast, David Borey?
Yes, I was hanging out with David Borey. We went to a karaoke night that was a shit show.
And what song did you sing?
So Far Away by Carole King.
I saw that video. It was delightful.
Thanks. I'm just, so many people walked out when I started it.
What were other people singing?
Well, you know, just like more like up tempo. They're doing In Sync and, you know, just trying to keep the party alive. And I decided I don't want to party anymore. I want to feel some stuff.
You were like, it's gonna be me to bring this party down.
Yeah, to the fucking ground. I mean, the thing about it was real nutty. Like, nobody was in charge of this karaoke, man.
It's like that, it's like the All-Star Lanes bowling alley karaoke where it's just bedlam in there.
Exactly. It was exactly that. And playing the role of the Somali Pirates was like four white guys in trucker hats.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like, we're taking this thing over. And they almost did.
They're just getting trucker hats in Denver, right?
Yeah. I think a truck, you know, one of Pharrell's trucks got knocked over.
Yeah. A Von Dutch truck flipped on the highway in the Rockies and the hats just kind of fell down the mountain to Denver.
Yeah. Well, after the people who live in the mountain ate the driver, once they killed and consumed the driver, they then decided maybe we should flip some of these hats.
Now, Jamel, here's the reason why we want to talk about Denver. The only reason I brought it up, did you wear the Bobby Hill Nikola Jokic t-shirt and did anybody say anything?
I didn't, only because it wasn't clean. I was getting ready to go and I have two of them, and neither of them were clean. They were both in my laundry, so I couldn't really justify it. But honestly, I mean, I'm kind of glad because they were hating on the WNBA hard. Like, this girl, this woman in a Nuggets hoodie, I'm standing outside of a show with my phone watching the game. It's game five of the semis. It's a one-point game with 2 minutes left. It's intense as hell. She's like, what are you watching? I'm like, oh, WNBA semis. And she was just like, you watched the – she, like, laughed at me in my face. And I was like, why do you hate it? And she's like, they move the ball too much.
That's a funny reason.
Yeah, she was like, I played basketball. I'm like, okay, so really, why do you – tell us why you mad then.
Is she mad because she didn't make the league?
I mean, maybe a little bit. But then she kind of start once she, like, looked at my phone and saw it was a close game, and she started watching it, and I wanted to be like, nah, you don't get to – if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't get to see a close playoff game on my phone.
Well,
but I allowed it.
Jamel, I hate to mention it now that you were – 1500 miles away from the situation, but it sounds like maybe she was like doing the kind of middle school flirt with you. She was kind of like, she was negging you. She was trying to like be mean to you. She was calling you big head. She was trying to like get under your skin.
This person was married. She was just being a tool.
Well, you know, Denver's weird. They might have been looking for a third. That this might have been her way of being like, hey, me and my husband were over there and we liked your vibes.
Okay, she wanted to fuck me. That doesn't mean she wasn't being an asshole.
That's true. I'm not.
Two things can be true.
That's true. But that was a fantastic game. Mercury eventually came back from like what, a 20-point deficit to beat the Aces in Game Five and go to the finals. Brittany Griner was incredible. Diana Taurasi was, you know, she's one of the greatest players of all time. Shout out to the Aces. Hopefully this just puts a fire under their asses for next year because, man, I was rooting for them.
How many fires do they need?
Hopefully this is the final fire because they have more. I think they've got the most talent of any team in the league, and it's just like if they got fucking Kelsey Plum going off the bench, bro. Like, it's like they should be in the finals right now. They just, I think, didn't have the experience or the, you know, they don't have the
experience.
I don't know.
Team's been together 5 years, dude.
I don't know, but I still think of like Kelsey Plum and Dierica Hamby like as being kind of young. They haven't been together for 5 years. I don't think they've been around for 5 years.
Okay. We about to find out together.
You gonna Google it?
Yep, I'm Googling it right now.
But
Las
I mean,
Vegas Aces history.
How many years?
Drums, please. 2013.
Well, I stand corrected. I thought they were only around since like 2016, 2017. I guess I would put them at 5 years, anyways.
Maybe. Well, hold on. Let me just double check because now I'm bugging. And also. There's two Las Vegas Aces pages.
On Wikipedia?
Have to remember that. Yeah. Man, okay, so it has been less.
Oh.
18.
18, okay.
But Kelsey Plum was there from the jump.
Yeah, but she like missed the whole season. She's still like, she's only like 24, 25.
They got a conference title in 2020.
Yeah, but look, I'm just saying, you look at Diana Taurasi and the Mercury, I think, and Brittany Griner, like, they have cumulatively, like, much more experience, I think, than the Aces do.
They played into Brittany Griner's hands. Like, even that last shot, Asia Wilson trying to go to the rim to get fouled when she easily could have pulled up for her jumper.
Yeah.
Asia Wilson is 12-foot jumper. We watch it every day of our goddamn lives. And she tried to go get a foul. Just a poor decision. Cambage getting her shit packed at the end of the game as well.
That's another thing with Cambage is that, like, you say they've been together for, you know, forever. Like, Cambage has been, like, in and out. She missed a whole season because of COVID. Like, there's just, like, I think they have incredible amounts of talent, but, like, the chemistry might be suffering because, like, you know, she missed 3 weeks at the end of the season because of COVID and then, like, came in for the playoffs and it seemed like it was a bumpy kind of road back to fitting her into the rotation. I don't know. Maybe if everybody's together for a full season and nobody gets COVID and nobody gets injured, they might roll to the finals.
Right.
But all that is being said, it is now the Mercury in the sky. Game one of the finals was yesterday, and the Sky willed themselves to a huge victory, JaVale.
Yeah. How do you will blow? Okay. You don't will your way to a blowout win. If you blew somebody out, you just played good. Will implies that the game was close and you had to dig deep. You don't dig deep in a blowout.
I mean, would you say that Kumail Nanjiani willed himself to making millions of dollars as a character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
He willed himself to never have to do stand-up again.
Is that what every stand-up is trying to do?
Well, that's what most of them are trying to do.
I feel like you're a guy that's like, you're going to blow up eventually and get huge, but still, like, be doing weird shows and bars at, like, you know, a barber shop in Echo Park or something.
Well, yeah, that's just because I don't like my apartment. I'm trying to will myself out of my house.
Well, anyways, regardless if it required will or not, the Chicago Sky beat the Phoenix Mercury 91-77 on the back of monster games from Kalia Cooper or Copper and Candace Parker. Mm-hmm. Allie Quigley, Jamel says zero turnovers from Allie Quigley is the real story here.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Vandersloot. Courtney Vandersloot.
Vandersloot. Yeah. Yeah, it is the real story. What the fuck you laughing at, Benner?
I don't know. I mean, she had 11 assists also. Like, can that be part of it?
That's the impressive part, you dingus. She has the ball the whole game. She didn't make a single mistake.
I mean, the team had 15 turnovers total, so it's like, I don't know, like, how much her zero turnovers are, like.
So now you're going to say that someone else throwing a turnover is her fault?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, it's not like turnovers are not a factor.
Well, it wasn't. They won by 14.
Then, yeah, okay, sure. Then all the turnovers don't matter at all, and it's all because of Courtney Vandersloot.
You mean the all-star point guard? I don't understand your tone, Benner.
What about Stephanie Dolson? What about the incredible bench minutes from Stephanie Dolson? Also playing great defense on Brittany Griner. 14 points off the bench for Stephanie Dolson, and she played solid defense off Brittany Griner. I mean, couldn't the story be that, like, the Mercury are coming off like a day rest and we're just tired as shit?
They had a home game. You don't get to be tired at home. And I guess now that I'm looking at the box score, they shot over 50% as a team. Like, almost everybody shot over 60%. Chicago, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. No, the Sun were playing great.
I'm just saying, I'm sorry,
Sky, not the Sun.
Starting point guard, game one of the finals, pitching a damn near perfect game. You got to show, like, if Kyrie had a game in the finals with no turnovers, you're going to mention it.
All right, shout out to Courtney Vandersloot. No turnovers. You're the MVP of the finals.
I know you don't like white people, Benner.
No, I really like Courtney Vandersloot. I just, You know, I think I watched this game and I didn't come away being like, the biggest story, zero turnovers from Courtney Vandersloot.
Well, I mean, honestly, they've just been playing so good. It's like, this shit is boring. Like, how many times am I going to watch Kalia Copper battering ram somebody in the head for a layup? Like, it's just what happens.
You called her like a full body punch, I think, the other day. Like, you just said, like, the way she goes to the lane is like a fist being thrown, and it's so accurate. She's so good at using her body as like a weapon and not getting called for it.
Yeah, that night she elbowed somebody in the mouth, and they have been playing that highlight on the WNBA Instagram account since it happened. I'm like, this is assault. If you did this at the club, if they weren't wearing jerseys, charges are getting brought up.
Speaking of charges, Jamel, I want to charge something to my credit card, but I can't, and it is criminal. The WNBA finals are happening, probably the most watched finals in years. I can't get a fucking jersey, a team jersey, of any of the stars in the finals right now because the WNBA store is out.
Yo, disgusting.
Absolutely stupid. I want to buy a Candace Parker jersey right now, and I can't.
We're talking about people who are Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
I get it. Supply, demand. If you're printing up jerseys based on last year's sales, obviously you're going to underdo it because nobody was looking for jerseys last year.
Yeah.
They got hot. They made them cooler. Now we all want them.
You know, I feel stupid for not pulling the trigger on jerseys earlier in the year because I mean, you'll recall we did a whole episode with the fantastic Chase Bernstein kind of ranking the new WNBA jerseys.
Well, yes, we did.
And I stupidly did not buy any back then, and I didn't know that like by a quarter of the way through the season, they would just all be gone forever.
Bro, the way this shit is, I mean, I'm hearing, did anybody ever get paid for winning the Commissioner's Cup? Are they still waiting for, I'm still waiting on a check from the NFL, so I understand what it's like waiting on a bag in the fields of entertainment. But Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Dumb as shit.
And I also
the NFL still hasn't paid you for like producing their like flagship show.
Bruh, no. Haven't seen a dollar. Have seen several emails with notes.
Whew. Man, you gotta get that WGA protected. You would get that money by now.
Nah, I can't be a union. My ID's expired.
I don't think they've never checked my ID at the WGA for anything.
Well, that's what they told me. I went in there and they was like, hey, first off, your ID's expired. Number two, you're not getting in here with them shoes.
Did they have a sign on the wall that's like, no jerseys, no backward hats, no...
Yeah, yeah, no do-rags, no Timberlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, no backwards football jerseys like Rex Cross, none of that.
Honestly, sounds like the WGA in a lot of ways.
And can I also just say, like, yes, I know Candace Parker is amazing. And she had like a, she almost had like a 5-5-5, like, you know what I mean? One of them games where it was like five steals, blocks, like she was all over the shit. And I was saying she should be MVP. At the halfway point in the season. I just want that on the record.
Yeah. No, she's just been solid. She's just been, like, incredibly reliable. And, you know, it feels good to see her willing her team to victories, Jamel, given, like, how I think the Spark seasons kind of, like, fizzled out the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's clear that that's on the team around her and possibly coaching. I won't go into further detail. I would say that Taurasi is wheeling her team more. You know what I'm saying? They had to. That's Will. The three she hit in Vegas, that's nuts. Which leads me to my next question. They gave out the W25. They announced him at game one. Nobody mentioned that Cappy Poindexter said LeBron James kidnapped her and forced her to run basketball camps. Nobody mentioned that once. They got some sick leather jackets. But there was an even more special award that was given to Diana Taurasi for WNBA GOAT, which, why in the hell? We have to stop saying GOAT. It honestly diminishes the. It makes it feel like it's a joke thing.
It is. First of all, excuse me.
Bless you. Congratulations for having the plague.
Thank you. I got it. I got it in Vegas with you guys.
Woo!
Yeah, congrats to Diana Taurasi being voted the WNBA GOAT. Also, congrats to Sue Bird, Maya Moore, Candace Parker, and Cynthia Cooper for being the other four in the top five. It feels like when a brand kind of catches on to slang a couple years too late and just like puts the nail in the coffin in terms of it being cool. Like, does saying like who's the GOAT feel cool anymore?
No, it feels like it's just we're doing it just because we're doing it, and also because the way internet posting works is you have to have a word that people can latch on to. So GOAT, like seeing that GOAT emoji and just GOAT in all caps, it gets people to stop and be like, who they say GOAT? Who the GOAT is? Who GOAT that is?
Yeah. I think it just feels lame, and it feels like Me Too-ish, like not like hashtag Me Too, but like, you know, obviously the GOAT conversation is something that is always whirling around. The NBA conversation, is it LeBron? Is it Michael Jordan? And the WNBA, this feels like very much like, well, we can have a GOAT too. It's like very, like, if they're going to like crown the WNBA's greatest player of all time, like, it doesn't feel like there was any fanfare for this. It feels like they barely did this, right? Like, no one's talking about it on Twitter. Like, no one,
yeah.
Like, it's just a stupid press release on the WNBA's website. They did, you know, the little small ceremony before game one, but was that even on TV? I don't think I saw it. Yeah,
I don't think so either. I only saw pictures, and I mean, it's just, for me, it's just using the term GOAT. It's like it's trying to be too cute. We're talking about someone's entire life body of work, and you're reducing it to a acronym that is dumb. Like, why not just say player of the decade, or you could say century? Who cares? We're not, like, if you're gonna say something that doesn't make sense, player of the century makes it feel more important.
I say, if you're gonna call a player a GOAT, they better be fucking eating a tin can on my TV.
Swear to fucking God, bro, they better be fucking bumping heads with Busta Rhymes.
It feels weird. It feels like the WNBA is kind of constantly going through this like weird, like they just need to get their shit together in terms of how they market the game and present it. It took them forever to figure out that, like, oh, if we present players as personalities, then people will connect with them. And now it feels like they're just kind of like doing this half-assed, like, I guess we're turning 25, so we'll do a GOAT vote. Like, fucking, I don't know, just, you don't have to be just like a less moneyed version of the NBA. You could make your own shit, you know?
Yeah, you have to just, like, give up on trying to get women to watch. Make this shit sound normal. Girls don't like it. Just go. Just get it. Look, whoever likes it is going to get it, man. But if you're trying to make this shit cute for somebody, it's not the basketball fans.
You know, when you said whoever likes it is going to get it, it's kind of like, it clicked. Like, it feels like when Q-Tip kind of like tried to go mainstream rap, you know? He like left the backpackery of Tribe Called Quest behind in like the late 90s and like started trying to be hot and sexy and like do like Bad Boy style hip hop, and it just didn't feel right. And that's what it feels like the WNBA is doing sometimes. It's trying to cross over to an audience that is never going to like that from them.
Yeah, it's like, it's just not the right strategy, man. I want like the average like non-sport fan woman to watch. I want that. But the way they're trying to get it isn't working. They need to just let Flagrant Mag run the league. Just let him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just let Flagrant Mag take over all the marketing. Like, man, I don't think the WNBA has, like, appeared cooler ever, like, than, like, when Flagrant Mag did their WNBA issue recently. Like, that is, I don't know. Yeah, let Flagrant Mag run your marketing, WNBA. That's all I got to say.
And then, whatever, man. And then when it doesn't work, you could blame them.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, just blame Ashton and the gang. Just
yeah, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
They'll be fine with that.
But yeah, congrats to Diana Taurasi. Pretty well deserved, I would say. I don't know, Jamal, were you happy that she is the declared greatest player of all time?
I mean, look, based on these playoffs, it's hard to argue with. Heard some tweets. I heard them. I didn't read them. I heard some tweets that said, "What about Maya Moore?" And they're like, that's valid. Because Maya Moore is like, the only time she got beat was on like a freakish buzzer beater.
True, but it's weird to like give a greatest player of all time award to someone who like kind of left so much on the table. And what Maya Moore left the league to do is incredible, and you know, she's become an advocate for criminal justice reform and everything, but it's like, you know, if Michael Jordan never came back for his second three-peat, would he still be Michael Jordan?
This is true, but it's like, okay, so the cross-sections is so many, like, factors that you can't. So Taurasi has been playing the longest, but Phoenix also had a lot of down years, man.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, she was hurt for some of that. We all understand this right now. Is like a very good case, but okay, what about Cynthia Cooper? What about the lady who was a 35-year-old rookie who won four straight and got scoring titles? Like, if she was in the WNBA from out of college, would anybody have won anything other than her? I don't think so.
I was surprised that Lisa Leslie didn't get like more like consideration.
I mean, it's tough because Candace Parker is just like the better version of her.
Yeah. She's got more championships than Candace at the moment, though.
Two?
Two versus one, yeah.
Well, Chicago about to win this shit, so.
That's true.
There that go.
Yeah. Well, congrats to Candace, the future GOAT. I guess they'll
revote
the GOAT at the 30th anniversary, I guess, and it'll be boring that time too.
You're gonna celebrate me by calling me a GOAT? Put some fake horns on my head, dude.
There's just something weird also about like the thing that I think stands out about the WNBA the past couple years is kind of the way it's like. In many cases, it feels like they've moved as a unit. They've been very like ahead of the curve on social justice. They've been ahead of the curve on vaccines. They've been ahead of the curve on a lot of like public facing things. And then to like kind of be like, all right, we're well known for the unity we've had these past 2 years, but time to break it down into individual accolades, and we're going to vote on which woman is better than the other women. You know,
That's true. Like, which is not the feel that they've had at all.
Yeah. Like they were, they felt like they had something building with this whole like kind of united front kind of thing. And then just were like, oh, let's do a half-ass vote to see who the best individual is.
The problem, it's, the problem is there's no right answer. Because anybody could think of a reason that they shouldn't do anything, because it's women succeeding and attempting to be in control of their lives, which America hates.
That's true.
So we'll always just find, like, they were just trying to do what the NBA did. The 50th anniversary, it was a big deal. And they had everybody come out in them fucking jackets. And they had John Havlicek's old ass in a leather jacket. And so they attempted to do the same thing to be like, hey, we are on par with the men. We're going to do the same thing. But it's like, it's not the same.
It's not the same. But like, I hate that shit from the NBA too. Like, I'm not going to enjoy watching the 75 greatest players at the All-Star game. Like, am I just going to fucking watch Larry Bird and a bunch of 65-year-old men in ugly jackets, like, standing around the court awkwardly for 20 minutes while I'm just like, can you start the fucking slam dunk contest, please? Like,
no, we gotta get Karl Malone in here. He said he doesn't want to wear his jacket. We gotta find him something he wants to wear.
Do you think John Stockton will be there, given his like recent anti-vax COVID conspiracy personality change?
I mean, just because he doesn't think COVID's real doesn't mean he doesn't want to be around the guys.
I'd imagine that a bunch of elderly basketball players are going to want everyone to be vaccinated. A bunch of 7 feet tall, 70-year-old men with giant enlarged hearts who like could drop that at any moment. Like, I don't think they want to be around COVID.
I can't wait to hear John Stockton call Bill Russell a coward. That's worth it. That is what the NBA's 75th anniversary is about.
Okay, you're right. This is going to be awesome.
It's going to be sick.
But even then, we're watching it because it's a shit show, not because we think it's a good idea.
I mean, yeah. But the fact that it is a shit show makes it a good
idea. That's true. Well, speaking of shit shows, Jamel, let's move on to the only other real piece of news. The NBA preseason is underway. You know, teams are feeling themselves out, kind of figuring out what they want to be, what they're going to be. One player who has not been playing is trying to figure out what he's going to do, and that is Ben Simmons of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, I've never heard of him.
He's a good basketball player. News broke this morning, Jamel, right before we started recording, that it looks like possibly as soon as this week, Ben Simmons will be rejoining the Philadelphia 76ers.
You big, dumb, stupid idiot, Ben Simmons. What were you thinking? Did you, acting as if last year didn't happen? What an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing, I mean, we talked about it last week in our Vegas episode when news was kind of starting to break that morning of Ben Simmons kind of regretting missing these checks and maybe wanting to come back to the team. I guess news has progressed to the point where it is likely that he's going to return to the team. Rich Paul, his agent, has been talking with Doc Rivers in the Sixers front office, something that really hasn't happened much over the summer. I guess this goes back to the question I keep asking, Jamel. Is Rich Paul a good agent?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because Ben Simmons seems like a terrible teammate. Or, okay, wait, let me take that back. Because I'm sure when he's playing, especially because he doesn't want to shoot, he's a great teammate in an actual game, but a terrible coworker You understand? He doesn't give a shit when he's off. He doesn't give a shit who's there. Don't call me in. I'm not picking up the phone. You know what I mean? Every week he's late and it's a car accident again.
Yeah, I think you're onto something. I think he's just probably not a fun guy to be around at work, off work. Probably doesn't show up to many, you know, after work happy hours. And if he does, he's kind of like, oh, great, Ben's here. I don't want to get stuck talking to him.
And he's used to threatening to withhold his beautiful basketball skills and wisdom to get his way. I mean, he did the same thing in college.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to pull the same thing now. And every NBA player, all they ever talk about is being in control of their destiny and taking the power back from the owners. And he's dumb as shit. So he's like, I'm going to do the same thing. But without considering the fact that he ruined his own value. He's acting as if he never ruined his own value because he's large or whatever.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to, like, the guy.
I don't know if Rich could tell him anything. You said that. You were the one who was like, I don't think Rich Paul can control him.
Oh, I don't know if it's a matter of control, but it's, I think, when you're making, when a guy negotiates a giant, you know, $40 million a year contract for you, you tend to listen to him and take his advice. I don't think Rich Paul is controlling him. I think Rich Paul might be giving him bad advice.
Mm. So you're saying Rich is the one who said play hardball. You're just wondering if it's possible.
I think, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I guess there is a world where Rich Paul is saying, Ben, we shouldn't be doing this. You should report to camp. Why are you holding out? But that's not what the reports have been. The reports have been that Rich Paul has been the one kind of urging him to hold out. And there's also reports that Rich Paul hates Philadelphia and the Sixers.
Well, that's fair. There's a lot to hate there.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, Ben being the face of the Timberwolves or, you know, some team that's never going to win, maybe that is good for Ben. Because Ben also, to this point, has proven he can't handle the big stage.
No, yeah, I mean they were one dunk away basically from going to the conference finals, and he passed that open dunk up to a Matisse Thybulle missed layup. So like, yeah, I think there's something about Ben Simmons. He's not good under pressure, and I don't know. I guess I've been saying this the entire time, Jamel. My ideal situation is that Ben Simmons comes back, they reconcile, they somehow learn how to play together again, and he ends up just shooting three times a game from beyond 10 feet.
High hopes, dude.
I'll keep saying, I've said it 1,000 times. He doesn't even have to learn how to shoot good. All he has to do is throw the fucking ball at the rim. And that will improve the Sixers team offense tenfold. As long as he's throwing the ball up, then teams can't sag off him by 20 feet.
Yeah, damn. I wish I had drafted him last night now.
I know. I was, we had a, for the listeners, Jamel is, has joined a long running fantasy basketball league that me and Peter have been in for a while. People were, kind of taunting me a little bit about drafting Ben Simmons, and I played it cool and was like, I don't want Ben Simmons. Meanwhile, in my mind, just waiting for the keeper round to come, so I can snag him. And then the keep around came, and the guy right before me, who happens to be Peter's cousin, took Ben Simmons from me.
Yep. That is how it goes.
Like, fuck!
I had a dude. Yeah, the same thing happened in my fantasy football draft, which I won't get into. Different show.
Yeah. Well, you know, I welcome Ben back into the fold. I think, you know, Sixers fans are going to be mad at him forever, but, you know, like, fuck the fans, who gives a shit? Just play with Joel Embiid, who makes you infinitely better than you are, and the stats hold that up. And then just shoot a few times, and everything else can stay the same, Ben. Just three possessions a game to shoot from 10 feet or beyond.
I hope he listens to the show.
Oh, Ben, if you want to be, if you want to come on the show, hit us up at Airbuds Pod on there. DM us.
And I hope you don't misunderstood what I said about girls not liking the WNBA. It's not, that's, I didn't mean it like that, okay?
Well, I think traditionally, sports in general favors, you know, fandom is favored towards men. So I imagine the WNBA is no different. I imagine it is probably a 60-40, if not more, split men to female fans.
Yeah. I just wish I knew. I wish I knew, y'all.
You know what's nice about the WNBA, though? You know, people that, like, aren't into sports, and, like, when, like, you're talking about, like basketball or football or whatever, and, like, people are like, oh, yay, sports ball, go team, you know, the whole sports ball thing.
Yeah, which is very specific to our, like, regular line of work, like writing, comedy. Yeah. These are the people who are like, oh, sport, you watch that barbaric.
Yeah, but I feel like
shut up.
People don't get the, like, yay, sports ball stuff when you're talking about WNBA.
Nah, I'd be real cool. Nah, motherfuckers try to act extra interested.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like, oh, wow, a women's sports league?
Oh, yeah, wow, I heard that was happening. There's a game on today, right?
Yeah.
Nigga, it's the finals.
Yeah, well, as an ally.
What do you mean it's a game? Yeah. It's a dude with a fucking tweed jacket with elbow pads.
Jamel, let's wrap this up. Got anything you want to plug? Any shows coming up?
I'm in New Orleans this weekend.
Ooh.
The Broccoli House Comedy Fest is this Thursday at the New Orleans Comedy House.
If you're in New Orleans, go to that. Hit up Jamel at Broccoli House on Instagram, at Nonprofit Comic on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And potentially a secret show Friday night down there as well. Stay tuned. Secret show. And I want to give a shout out to my guy Adam over at Bait in Denver.
Hell yeah!
I wore my Mystics hoodie and he liked it.
Beautiful. Shout out Adam at Bait.
Bait, yeah. You know, it's like a little, it's like the nice hypebeast store. Like once again, like Seattle, Portland. These are like cities of like nice white people, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like they all finish college, they're all like cool. That's Bait. Supreme Store. This is where the maniacs are. This is where you might get robbed. This is where somebody is trying to actively sell you fake Supreme while you wait in line. That's Denver. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. At Airbuds Pod on all social medias. Patreon.com/Airbuds Pod if you want to support the buds. Thank you guys for listening. We love you.
Bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
Hmm. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.